Lena Wertmüller has died, the first woman nominated for an Oscar for directing. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Her movies are eye-poppers, gorgeous and excessive.
Very exaggerated, very Baroque.
Professor Marguerite Waller loved bringing Lena Wertmüller's movies on students who saw European films as dry and boring. In an interview before her death in 2020, Waller told NPR that Wertmüller converts even hardcore haters of subtitled foreign films.
The films are so much fun, and they're so raucous, and there's so much going on, and they're so chaotic. You don't have time to be intimidated.
That view was apparently shared by the Academy voters who nominated Wertmüller's movie, Seven Beauties, for 4 Oscars, including Best Director in 1976. The film set during World War II. It's about a man from Naples who aspires to be a gangster and a gigolo. Still, he abuses his sister for dancing in a nightclub run by a pimp. Over the course of 7 Beauties, our hero will commit rape and murder and be imprisoned in both a mental institution and a concentration camp. He survives there by servicing its sadistic, grotesque female commandant. Hard as it might be to believe, Seven Beauties is a comedy. It's also strange and sad. Hollywood, uncharacteristically, loved it. One of its Oscar nominations went to lead actor Giancarlo Giannini. He starred in a number of Wertmüller's TV shows and films, including the one for which she may be most notorious. In Swept Away from 1974, a rich, shrewish blonde gets shipwrecked on an island with a communist deckhand. They hate each other's guts. The screaming is fortissimo. He slaps her around, she falls in love with him, but after they're rescued, the unforgiving class system maroons them again, this time on separate economic islands. In an NPR interview in 1992, Lena Wertmüller was asked, why all the violent sexual behavior between men and women in her films?
In my story, it's a sort of passionality. Too much passion is a different point of view.
But the question, again, why?
I can't explain, because when I begin to write the story, that carry me, not me that carry the story.
I think a lot of feminists couldn't see beyond what looked like a man dominating a woman.
Marguerite Waller, who taught classes in women's studies, said some feminists excoriated Lena Wertmüller as a pointless provocateur. But Waller saw heavy irony in the director's circus of control.
Nobody wins. And that's surprisingly hard to do with 2 characters.
Wertmüller was the daughter of a wealthy Roman lawyer. She was trained in film by Federico Fellini. She was an unmissable icon on the festival circuit for decades, with her trademark white glasses, and she kept making movies, although fewer and fewer were shown in the U.S. When NPR wondered why back in 1992, the director, whose films sharply criticized capitalism, did not hesitate to explain.
Money, 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 money. It's always the same problem, I think.
The problems Lena Wertmüller found most interesting, fascism, sex, anarchy, love, were for her an opportunity to leave an outrageous, audacious stamp on world cinema. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.